Well, Nicole, a final round of the tournament, and you successfully made the cut and got to go out there for a third straight day. And unfortunately, today, weather-wise, was the worst day. But tell us a little bit about your round.
Well, it was cold and windy, the windiest it's been all day, all week. And so I really scraped it around very nicely today. I started with a triple bogey, and then after that, I scraped it around nicely. So my triple bogey hit it to the left bunker, and then hit a decent shot out to the right, and then hit a terrible chip, sculled it over the green, and then hit a good chip to about 5 feet and three putted to start my round with a seven. I mean, I don't know if I wasn't awake yet or what, but it was not good. So after that, I tried to buckle down a little bit, and I skanked a drive down the fairway and then missed my next shot to the right, and I got up and down for four. And then I think that got me, I don't know, got me going. So, and then I played the next, you know, I played the next bunch of holes, two over par until the end of the round. And so only two birdies and a couple bogeys after that. So not too bad. Towards the end of the round, I did that right to left wind is very, very difficult for me. And I did make a double bogey on hole number 15. So that hurt me a little bit. But honestly, you know, I really, for as cold and windy as it was, I managed myself well, especially after starting with a triple bogey.
Well, I was going to say, you played one of your best rounds out here on maybe one of the worst conditioned days. I mean, I know it was cold last year, but today is, between the wind and the cold, probably had to be one of the worst conditioned days you've ever played this golf course.
Definitely one of the worst conditions, and especially that right to left wind on those finishing holes is not good for my golf game. But I was dressed warm enough, and so I had that going for me. And, you know, it did rain last night, so the course played longer, but the greens were softer. So I think that helped as well, because I had a couple shots that the first 2 days would have gone off the green into the collection area where I got lucky and they stayed on. So that was also helpful. So even though it's cold and windy, at least the greens are super receptive. So I think the scores aren't going to be as high as you think they are. We shall find out.
Well, as a matter of fact, even though it's only a par three hole, some people that say that the 16th is one of the toughest holes out here, and I think you played that hole pretty well today.
I did. I birdied 16 finally, so that's been a tough hole for me, into the wind off the right. Very, very nerve-wracking shot for me, and it being cold and into the wind, it was only like 130 yards, but I played it like 155, so I hit a really good shot up there. I aimed at the water's edge because of my hook, and it ended up on the left part of the green, and I made a great putt for two.
Well, you must take some pride, regardless of what the scores were on any given day. The fact you came out here, you competed well, you did hit a lot of good shots, you made the cut, you'll cash a check. There's a lot of positives here, isn't there?
A lot of positives. And, the one positive I'm looking forward to is July. So hopefully the weather will be nice and hot. And I play great in very hot weather. So I will look forward to that. But it's so nice coming to French Lick. It's so beautiful here. It's like a hidden treasure, this golf course. The resort, I absolutely love it. I would love to vacation here 1 week and, you know, maybe not play golf.
Well, there you go. There's a lot of great things to do here in French Lick. I saw their winery and their French Lick distillery today. It was very nice. Great food, great pizza for everybody at home listening to this. But, Nicole, Len Zeman and I had a chance to talk to Jane Geddes yesterday, and it sounds like there may be a Legends event maybe just 2 weeks after this tournament. So, and with the U.S. Senior Women's Open being right around the beginning of July, you might have a little stretch of about, you won't be old enough to play in that one yet, but you might have a few tournaments in a row so you can kind of build up a little rhythm next summer.
That would be very helpful, because when you don't play all the time, you're kind of rusty in the thinking process and just getting comfortable playing in competition. It's just different than playing with your buds. So hopefully we have more tournaments on the schedule next year.
Well, since the Pete Dye course is open to the public and resort guests, what would you tell golfers? You know, maybe some of those Misswood members are deciding to come down here on a little golf trip. They've never played the Pete Dye course before. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that it is so much fun to play. It's beautiful. It's visually intimidating. And if you miss the golf ball, you're in trouble, just like at Mistwood. So if you like Mistwood, you will like the Pete Dye course at French Lick. Although this course is much hillier than Mistwood is, so they probably won't be walking it.
Well, obviously, you know, Mistwood is a great golf course, and but it offers so much more than just great golf. It looks like your game has been improving from the time at the Performance Center, the club fittings, and all the other things that Mistwood offers.
Yeah, Mistwood is a great place, great practice facility where I worked on my short game a lot, and you know, we have all the best technology. That TrackMan has really helped me with my club path and my face angle. I never really knew I swung inside to out until I started working at Mistwood. That TrackMan helped. So, no, Mistwood is fantastic, and the instructors there have helped me with my game and my clubs. I love my clubs. I wish I would have hit them a little bit better this week, but, you know, that's golf, so next year.
Well, yeah, you'll be getting ready to transfer. I understand it's a little chillier at home than it is here. And the golf dome, the release came out yesterday. The golf dome is open.
I know. I love the golf dome. It is so much fun. I work there all day in the winter, and then I even play golf after I'm done working because it's so much fun playing the golf courses on that Top Tracer technology. And the feedback that the Top Tracer gives you is amazing. My wedges have always been great ever since I've been practicing on the Top Tracer technology machines, because it gives you exact yardage that you're hitting, and so my wedges have improved dramatically.
So where do you try to plan to play next year? Obviously this tournament, some Legends event, and talking to Jane Geddes yesterday, again, she said that they might be offering two new tournaments next year, and she's in touch with a lot of people, adding some maybe some pro-ams or team competitions, things like that. It's got to be exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. We're super lucky that Jane's on board, and the LPGA is letting Jane, you know, do her thing to, you know, give us some venues to play at, some events. We have a lot to offer, and people really can learn a lot from watching us play, and it's fun, and we have a great time.
That's Nicole Giray, and she is found not only at the Mistwood Golf Club in Romeoville on Renwick Road, but also at the Mistwood Golf Dome in Bolingbrook on Route 53 all winter golf season long.